נפתחה. Where is Dr. Kaiser? Dr. Kaiser, how are you? You didn't, you passed through only, it's through Egypt.
No, this is the airport only.
At the airport. It's a long trip, huh?
Not too long.
كيف حال الشيخ؟ السلام عليكم. السلام عليكم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نوعية الأربعين، نوعية الاعتكاف، نوعية الخلوة، نوعية العزة، نوعية الرياضة، نوعية السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. We ask support from our Sheikh and from all Sheikhs up to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's very important to notice that there is a big wisdom when you give an advice or a presentation. You have to make sure that it reach everyone's heart and people not to be fed up or bored with it, because you can see in your life, some people of you might be attending seminars or conferences, and sometimes they feel sleepy because the presenter is speaking not from a way that shows humbleness, but he is trying to present himself as a big scholar, and by this way his ego is playing with him. The most dangerous factor in our lives are our egos, because egos always wants to be happy with its, to be content with the way that it feels, and egos always pull you toward the traps of shaitan, and that's why it will pull you toward bad desires. So one of these bad desires is arrogance, al-ujub bil-nafs, to think that you are, not you, but all of us, to think that we are so important, so famous, so we have to be proud, arrogant. Although you might be trying and struggling, that is another case, but mainly our ego like always to pull us to be arrogant. And when someone become arrogant, become stubborn. when someone is stubborn, it's very difficult to break through. It's very difficult to cut that down. It's like a huge wall of cement is a block. You cannot move it. You need a crane. You cannot move it by hand. You need a crane. That's why you need the support of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You need the wasila. You need the means, and the means are is Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the means are the inheritors from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To in order to move that big obstacle, which needs a crane. If the obstacles were only a curtain, it's very easy to pull the curtain away and go through. But obstacles, ego's obstacles, that come out of arrogance and stubbornity, become very huge that you cannot accept advice from anyone. So, tasawwuf, or listening to an advice from a guide is only to take that obstacle away. Their job, their duty is to take the obstacles that between you and Prophet ﷺ in order that you will be able to reach the presence of Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ through spiritual ways. And to reach the presence of Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ, we must not be stubborn or arrogant. Because Prophet ﷺ was the most humble. He is teaching us humbleness, tawadu. So, alhamdulillah, Islam came with the message of Sayyid al-Rusul, the seals of messengers, in order to take all of us to the divinely presence, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, holy presence. Islam came to move us through these obstacles. But there are many, many elements in Islam that we are not doing. Anyone that is a Muslim is doing not everything, but he is doing something. But that something is not enough to take away these huge obstacles. That's why you need, if you are in a tunnel, and you know in that tunnel there are a lot of obstacles, you cannot see them, and they tell you cross that tunnel. Might be obstacles, bushes or wood or anything. You need a flashlight. Without a flashlight, is that? You cannot see how you are going to pass through the tunnel. So Islam has the flashlight and has all the elements, factors that can take you away from this difficulty. And that flashlight is a guide that can guide you, or a shaykh that can show you the way in order to move forward. So, a scholar who did not achieve the level of guide, of a guide that we were describing in this series since four sessions now, about Murshid At-Tabarruk, the guide of Barakah, and now we are speaking about guide of purification. Purification means to purify, to give you hints, to give you a battery car doesn't move, you say what you say. Jumping the battery?
Jump start.
To give you a jump start. That is his work. He is not more than that. He is a means. Means to reach and to move. To make your vehicle to move. So, One time, Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, very famous saint, wali, is in Baghdad. It's all over the world, his tariqa called Qadiriyya tariqa. People follow his techniques and methods that he gave his followers like a flashlight. He has a very advanced Khalifa. And when that Khalifa gives a lecture, an advice, I don't like to say lecture. Lecture is for scholars, but advice and guidance is for Awliyaullah. When he was giving a guidance, everyone is listening very, very attentively. They want to understand everything. If you throw a needle pin, you can hear the sound. No one talking. Everyone, his eyes are focused to that Khalifa. He had a son. He looks at his father and he looks at the murid, and he sees them how much they are into the lecture or into the advice that his father is giving. He said, I studied more than my father. I studied, I spent 15, 20 years in Islamic studies, Sharia-wise. I know more than what he knows. So if those people sitting and listening to him in such a way, focusing on what he is saying, means when I speak to them, they will be so attached and paying attention more than what my father is speaking, when my father is speaking. And I will give them knowledge that my father never, not able to give. He was looking for an opportunity to speak to them. Like many people today, they look for opportunities to speak and claim that they are this, he knows, he is a knower, he is a khalifa, or a representative, or he is a scholar, or he is a president, or he is a minister, whatever he is in his life. So he was waiting an opportunity. And his father, looking into his heart, he's a murshid, he's a guide, he can see. He saw that sickness in this son, in his son's heart, that he likes to be something. Next week came, he said, "Oh my son, today I'm sick. You go and give the advice to people. I cannot." So happy. He's alim. Not like today representatives of different shuyukh. He's alim, he knows. He was so happy, he went, his father didn't come, so he sent him. He came and he began to speak knowledge above the knowledge of his father. And he was looking at the people, one after one, begin to sleep. He was surprised. I'm giving them something very deep knowledge that my father never gave. Might be he knows it, might be he doesn't, but for sure his father knows, but they never gave. He is giving something from spiritual, highly knowledge, mystic knowledge. There are many awliya spoke about it, but When he was speaking, one after one sleeping. He finished his talk and went to his father directly. He said, "Oh, my father, I had something strange today. When I begin to sleep, to speak, they slept. When you speak, they open their eyes." He said, "Oh, my son, your ego was speaking. And these people, I have raised them against their egos. They will not accept anything that coming from ego. They can sense it, like sensors today in a car. If one sensor is out of order, the car doesn't work. There are sensors. These people they have sensors in their hearts. If you are going to give them something that building up their egos, they are not going to listen. Their sensors will pick it up." He said, "Oh, my father, I didn't say anything to build their egos. I was giving them something, very deep knowledge." He said, "Yes, oh Yahweh, oh my son, you did not speak and taught them to build their egos. Yes, I know. But whenever you open your mouth, that bad smell of the ego is being reflected through your mouth and reaching them and making such spots on their hearts that they immediately understood. The sensor took it and understood that it's full of arrogance, full of selfishness, full of egoism. You sat in my place full of ego. For sure everyone going to sleep. Oh my son, when I sit and I speak, I see myself lower than everyone attending. I am their sheikh, but I look at myself lower than everyone. I look at myself that I am trying to be to tell my ego that I am in need for that advice that I'm giving. So the first one has to apply this advice on him is me, then on the others. But you did not. You are full of arrogance and you are giving them something that making them to feel that arrogance, and that's why they get sleepy. When you speak through your ego, people will not pay attention. When you speak through humbleness and you consider and you declare to people that you are nothing, although you might have sickness and illness, still because every one of us is trying to progress. Why he's coming here is only to uplift himself and to cut down his ego. It's a continuous struggle. It's not going to end. It's not going to end in doing your awrad or you reading Holy Quran or praying your prayers or no. It's a process. You are going to go through it through your life. Every day there is a temptation. Every day there is a shaitan will come and whisper in your ears and in your heart. Every day there is another problem going to face you. It's not going to end. It's going to continue. So you are in continuous struggle against your ego. So we have to declare and say we are in need of what we are saying. You cannot say something to the people and you don't apply it on yourself. If you don't apply it on yourself, then what's the benefit of saying it to the people? You are cheating them. Yeah? I know. Well, for example, one of my relatives was one big sheikh in Middle East. And everyone listen to what he says. They like his presentation. But he had a problem. His daughter never covered. So people will look at that. Why his daughter is not covered and he's speaking about scarf? First let him apply it on his family, then he can speak about covering head, the hair and so on. Or else he has to declare that this, my daughter is doing this, I'm not happy with her. So you have to apply on yourself what is needed, what you like to people to hear, you have to apply on yourself first. Then it will become like you are hitting the target. It's like a bow and an arrow. You leave it and it goes all the way to center of gravity in your heart. It will reach the target. But if you are not and you are not adopting it to yourself first, and you want the other to listen, you are not applying to yourself and you want the other to listen, it's not going to work. So these guides that we are speaking about, they have applied everything on themselves. They went through this long struggle in order to achieve benefit for their student. This is very, very basic introduction that people must understand and must know, that arrogance and takabbur and ujub, pride and arrogance, are from the bad characteristics, 17 bad characteristics that destroy your advancement. You don't say, oh, I'm an engineer, I'm better than this one. Oh, I am a professor, I am better than this one. Or I am this or I am that. No. Islam makes everyone same. لا فرق بين عربي ولا أعجمي إلا بالتقوى. There is no difference between Arab and non-Arab, means Muslim and non-Muslim, or Muslim Arab or non-Muslim Arab. A Muslim Arab, a believer, and a Muslim who is not, but he is not Arab, except through righteousness and sincerity. So it means all of us, in eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and eyes of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are equal. Islam gives equality, unity, but the sincerity will change. That one more sincere, that one more pious, that one more generous, that one most educated, that one most patient, that one less anger. That is a balance. So Allah looks at sincerity and piety and looks at these different levels. But in His eyes, all we are same, because we are all Ummatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these guides, these four different categories of guides we're speaking about, they have already went through these big struggles. And when they speak, they give light to the heart. Like a ignition of the car, when you want to run the car, you or run it with the key, or now they put a pipe, or you push a button, you run it, or now with your thumb, whatever. It is a starter. So awliya Allah, these murshids are like starters for your heart. As soon as they open, that spark will sparks in your heart. That is what is important, because they know that we are, as we said before, the Grand Sheikh said when he was being given Irshad, to accept Irshad, he said, no, I don't want it until I have We explained that, but I will summarize it. Until anyone sit in my presence, in my sohbah, in my association, I want him to be raised to my level. Because I know they are not going to do anything. One day they do, one day they don't do. Shaitan is after everyone. This life is full of temptations. So I do not guarantee that they are going to be doing their awrats or whatever being asked to them to do. So I want them, who loves me, it's enough. يُحْشَرُ الْمَرْءُ مَعْ مَنْ أَحَبُ. As Prophet ﷺ said, people will be resurrected with whom they love. So these people coming to me, they love me, I want them in my level. I'm not asking them to do anything. Because I know they will do it one day, next day they cannot. So all these guides they have taken from that tab, and this is his note, Grand Sheikh's note. And we continue speaking about the characteristic of Murshid al-Tazkiya, the guide of purification. That he purify your heart, purify your soul. And as we said before, he has to follow and do and learn and have knowledge about all four schools of thought. He has to keep on himself whatever been given through Imam Abu Hanifa al-Nu'man, Imam Malik, Imam al-Shafi'i, and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. He has to know all that and apply it to himself and to his, first to himself, then to the people around him. In order to be Murshid guide, he has to have that characteristic. So if someone doesn't have these characteristics, how is he going to be a guide? That's why we say, guidance is not so simple, is not so easy. Then he has to have the right and permission, as we said in Murshid al-Tabarruk. We said in Murshid al-Tabarruk that he has to do every day at least 24,000 zikrullah and 24,000 salawat in the two previous sessions. For Murshid al-Tazkiya, the guide of purification, not only has to do the 24,000 zikr and 24,000 salawat, he has to do that and he has to make on behalf of his murid, he has to take the responsibility of putting as if on their tongue zikrullah and salawat on Prophet as if they have recited 24,000 salawat and 24,000 zikr. He will do it on their behalf daily. If he has 1,000 murid, he has to do 1,000 multiplied by 24,000 zikrullah. Count. Allah gives them awliya Allah. Allah gives them like a digital, if we can say that, a digital tongue. Not analog tongue, a digital one. Very acute, sharp wavelengths that can do things quickly. That's what we call in Arabic tay. Tay is unfolding, folding.
يوم نطوي السماء كطي سجل للكتب كما بدأنا أول خلق نعيده وعدا علينا إنا كنا فاعلين.
This folding, Allah said, يوم نطوي السماء كطي سجل للكتب. The day when it comes, when we fold skies and universe. Allah said, I am going to fold it, to close it, like we close a book. It means this whole space will shrink to a small, like a book. Allah gave the example of a book, like to fold a book. The tongue can be can have this power of tie, it will be folded. If you want to, like aeroplane today, you move in space, you are folding the space, you are shrinking the time, but still you are moving fast enough to reach the place you want to reach it. Before you, if you want to reach, let's say you are in Cyprus and going to America, you need might be 80, 90 days by boat. Right? Today you reach it in 15, 20 hours. You are shrinking the time, but not shrinking the space till you were able to go in space. So you are shrinking the time of the tongue to make zikr, and can do the zikr in a small, very short time, but it is a huge numbers of zikr. Awliya Allah can do that. We cannot do that, but Awliya Allah can do that. And he has to put this awrad as if his murid did it. And when the sheikh does it on the behalf of the murid, has no ego, has no arrogance, has no pride in it. It's pure. So with this purity, with this zikr, he present us, enable us, when we say Allahu Akbar, you are clean, as if he cleaned your heart. When you are clean, you are in Allah's presence. But when you are dirty, you cannot be in that presence. Well, that's why when you go to prayer, you have to be clean. You cannot be dirty. Your carpet has to be clean if you are praying on a carpet. Even if you are not praying in a carpet, you are praying on sand in desert, has to be clean. Or in a forest, has to be clean. Or on a cement today, it has to be clean. Or in a grass, you have to be clean. You cannot pray on grass where they have litters or things that are not clean. So when you become clean, take ablution, means you can pray. So they give us a spiritual ablution with zikrullah and salawat on Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then I will end with this and continue tomorrow. And he is authorized that in that level, that guide in level of purification, he's been authorized to call upon any Naqshbandi sheikh, because we are speaking about Naqshbandi order. He's been authorized, that murshid, to call upon any saint, any wali in the Naqshbandi order, living or non-living. If he wants to call on Mawlana Sheikh Nazim, who is Sultan al-Awliya, who is Murshid at Tarbiyah, the highest level of Irshad, he can call upon and get the answer. If he wants to call on someone that left dunya, he can call on someone left dunya and reach him in the grave. That characteristic is being given to that kind of level of Irshad, of guidance, Murshid al-Taski. So he can call upon any wali, because there is not only, there might be in Murshid at Tabarruk 100 wali the same, they have that level. Might be in Murshid at Taskiyah, level of purification might be 1,000 wali. You don't know. Might be in Murshid at Tasfiyah 10,000 wali. You don't know. So he can reach them all. So in the Naqshbandi Sufi order, out of 124,000 wali on earth, always there is 7,007 Naqshbandi sheikhs, saints. So he can reach any one of them, and has to be living. He can reach any one of them at any moment he wants to get answers from them, to get energy from them. And he can reach those who pass away at any moment he wants through his spiritual means. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us in this line and take away arrogance and pride from our hearts. Bi hurmati al-Habib, bi hurmati al-Fatiha. There will be also today broadcasting at 5, inshallah. You have an announcement?
Again, this book is now available. Morality is talking about the four levels of shahad. You can receive more information from here, inshallah, more detailed information. It's available from Sheikh Quantin and various websites, ISM1.net, wonderful to see in Far East, inshallah, but I could have told you UK soon, inshallah.
Yalla, salamu alaikum.